All right, we'll begin with, let's start with the word of prayer. Manalangin muna tayo bago ang lahat. Okay? Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we are thankful, God, for the opportunity that we have to study the scriptures. So I pray, Lord, as we look at this introduction, Lord, to the rest of the Psalms in book number 3, that we would understand the context, the interpretation, the application of these passages of scripture, that we would be edified, that you would bless us, Lord, and that we would gain something eternal from the word of God and apply it to our lives so that we can live differently, Lord, for your honor, for your glory. We ask that you cleanse us, Lord, through the blood of Jesus and fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We ask that you help us, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, so study notes natin. Nakasulat dito yung introduction to book 3. So, sa pag-aaral natin ng book of Psalms, meron palang 5 bahagi from Psalm chapter 1 to chapter 150. There are 5 divisions within the book of Psalms. So, etong study note, makikita mo, book 1, from Psalm 41, from Psalm 1 to 41 is book number 1. Meron tayong 41 chapters, and we already looked at that. Tapos, dumaan tayo sa book number 2, magmula chapter 42 hanggang 72, and there we found there are 31 chapters at dumaan din na rin tayo doon. Tapos sa book 3, magsisimula na tayo. We're gonna learn Psalm number 73 all the way to Psalm number 89. And that will be book number 3. So we're now in book number 3 as we begin and study. And we're going to go through 17 Psalms in book number 3. So, book 4 may 17 Psalms from 90 to 106. At saka book 5 may 44 Psalms from 107 to 150. Pero may mga maikling Psalms doon. And so, we will combine the shorter Psalms with the longer Psalms. And we'll get through the entire book of Psalms. And so, so far, we have seen Davidic Psalms, mga Psalms of David. So, karaniwan, sa book 1, halos lahat, even the unnamed Psalms, we know, are basically Davidic Psalms. They may not say a Psalm of David, but there are many ways where we can see this is David's work. And as we studied them, I made sure to give us the reasonings why. For example, Psalm number 2, wala naman nakasulat dun sa Psalm 2 na Psalm of David. Pero dahil sa inclusio, because of the inclusio, Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 are linked. And so if Psalm 1 is a Psalm of David, which it is, Psalm 2 is a Psalm of David because of the inclusio in verse number 1 of Psalm 1 and the last verse of Psalm number 2. So, if you're wondering what is an inclusio, we studied that also as well. So, we won't review those things. But mainly, book number 1 is a Davidic, bunch of Davidic Psalms. And the key word in book number 1 is man. So you have man's attempt at obedience and man's failure and man's Savior in Psalm number 8, the Son of Man, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so it's appropriate that these 5 books match the first 5 books of the Bible. So ano yung first book of the Bible? Genesis. So yung book 1, nakatutok yan sa tao, man. The beginning, the kind of man that God blesses and all different kinds of things about man. So it's fitting that book 1 relates to Genesis. And it closes with a benediction in 41 verse 3, which, or 41 verse 13, which we've already looked at last week. Alright, so book number 2, Davidic uli. May mga Psalms of David again in book number 2. Tapos, mayroong sons, Psalms for the sons of Korah. Gaya na napag-aralan natin sa nakaraan. There are 7 Psalms that are the sons of Korah Psalms. And they are specified in our study notes. So, napag-aralan natin yung sons of Korah. So, you should know who the sons of Korah are kapag if you are studying along with us carefully. Now, wala tayong final exam sa Psalms, okay? Relax. We do not have a final exam for Psalms. I only do exam for Sunday school Bible class. Pero dito sa Wednesday night Bible study, relax lang tayo. No need for exam. And so, but the sons of Korah, we went through that when we studied Psalm 42 and Psalm 44 all the way there. So you have the 7 Psalms of the sons of Korah. They show up again in book number 3. Sa Psalm 84, 85, 87, and 88. Yan yung apat na sons of Korah Psalms in book number 3. So, we're gonna go back to the Psalms of Korah, sons of Korah, when we get to that section. Alright? So, then, may isang Psalm of Asaph in book number 2. Psalm number 50. Is an Asaphic psalm or a psalm of Asaph. At tonight, pag-aaralan natin si Asaph. Para meron tayong background kung sino siya, kasi yung mga susunod na psalms na pag-aaralan natin, yung 11 psalms magmula chapter 73 hanggang 83, and that's 11 Psalms, ay sinulat ni Asaph. These are Asaphic Psalms from 73 to 83. So, I think it'd be appropriate to review who is Asaph. Well, we know David, so we're good with him. We know the sons of Korah, we're okay with that. But who is Asaph? And I think there's a lot of scripture that talk about Asaph. He's quite the character in the Old Testament, and not a lot of people know him, but we should know a little bit about him, which will help us understand why book 3, the key word is sanctuary, the temple, or the tabernacle, or the place of worship, and it relates to the third book, which also deals with temple worship. Interesting, isn't it? That's the book of Leviticus. At yan ang pinag-aaralan natin sa Sunday school time natin sa Sunday morning. So, book 2 relates to deliverance, Israel's ruin, Israel's redeemer, Israel's redemption, and it begins with a cry of deliverance in Psalm 68, for example. It matches the book of Exodus. Book 2 relates to the second book, Exodus. Book 3 relates to Leviticus in the sanctuary. And then book 4, we'll look at book 4 in the future and book 5. So itong outline na binigay ko sa inyo ay yung pangkalahatang larawan ng aklat ng Psalms. It gives you an overview of who wrote what and where, and what the significance is to the first 5 books of the Bible. So it's interesting that Moses gave us 5 books in the beginning, and David gives us 5 books to respond to the first 5 books. It's pretty neat, I think. And so anyway, we have the information in our study notes here. Okay, so now let's look at Psalm number 73. At hindi natin babasahin yung Psalm 73, maliban lang sa inspired headings. Yung kasulatan sa ilalim ng number 73. Look in your Bibles, there should be something written underneath the number 73, which is part of the inspired words. 73 doesn't begin with "Truly God is good to Israel." It begins with a psalm of Asaph, a psalm of Asaph, or a psalm for Asaph. But anyway, this is the first Asaphic psalm in book 3. This is not the first Asaphic psalm in the entire book. Remember, chapter 50 is the one Asaphic psalm in book number 2. Okay? So don't get that confused. Now, Psalm 74, you go back to Psalm 74, go forward to Psalm 74. It says a maskil of Asaph. A maskil of Asaph. And Psalm 74 contains the first prophecy of destruction of the Temple of Solomon in accordance to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. So Asaph is not just a psalm writer, he is also a prophet, prophesying of future destruction. The first prophetic psalm that talks about Solomon's temple being destroyed comes from Asaph here in Psalm 74. And where did Asaph come up with that? What were the scriptures that helped him see the destruction of the temple? Definitely Deuteronomy chapter 28. So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Kasi nagbigay na ng warning ang Diyos, kapag hindi kayo sumunod sa akin, kapag kayo ay sumamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan, kapag hindi kayo sumunod sa salita ng Diyos, ay talagang babagsak kayo. So, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 49, already warned Israelites and the whole country. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 49, and verse number 50. And sabi ng Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 49. Deuteronomy 28, 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And so they will be destroyed by a foreign nation. So, hulaan nyo kung ano yung foreign nation na yon na nagwasak sa temple ni Solomon. In the year 586 BC, it was the nation of Babylon. That's right. And so noong pa sa kapanahon ni Moses, pinakita na ng Diyos na kapag hindi sumunod ang Israel sa salita ng Diyos, ay wawasakin sila ng Babylonia. And so Asaph also saw that destruction prophecy. So Psalm 74, he wrote about that, the destruction of the temple. And so again, temple, palaging temple itong si Asaph. Why is Asaph so interested in the temple? Why is his psalms, the Asaphic psalms, so centered on the temple? Well, it's because Asaph is a Levite. Hey, yung pala, he is of the tribe of Levi. He is from the lineage of Gershom, who is a Levite. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. So no wonder the first 10 psalms, the first 11 psalms of book 3 is full of temple talk, sanctuary talk. Because Asaph is a Levite. And we're learning about the Levites in our Sunday school. What's so special about the Levites? They were the priestly line. And so within the priestly tribe, there are families that are responsible for different aspects of worship in the temple. So 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 4, and he appointed, this is David, King David appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief. So you see, the chief musician. Kaya dun sa mga sinasabi ng Psalms, as we looked at book 1 and book 2, sometimes it just says to the chief musician. It doesn't say the name Asaph, but we know he is the chief. Here you have the record in verse 5. Asaph the chief, next to him Zechariah, Jael, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mithiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael. These are great names. Great names to name your children in the future. With psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Ano yung cymbals? Yan yung pang kay Asaph yon. That was for Asaph. Only he was allowed to hit the cymbals. And so he's percussion. And so he goes out with a bang, I guess. So he was a Levite. And the responsibility of worship belongs to the Levites. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Joseph read 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Let's go there and verse number 30. 2 Chronicles 29 verse 30. There's something else about Asaph. Not only was he a Levite, not only was he the chief musician, and not only did he play the cymbal, 2 Chronicles 29 verse 30 teaches us that, moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princesses commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. The seer, so prophetic. He was a prophet. So his words, the words of David and the words of Asaph, yan yung book of Psalms. And so Asaph was prophetic. He was a seer. So Asaph lived. He was a young man. He was a young man during the reign of King Saul, before they restored the tabernacle worship. Then when David came into power, David was 37 years old when he became king over Jerusalem. When he became king at 37, Asaph was 30 years old. And he assigned Asaph to lead the choir and the music of tabernacle worship. Natandaan ninyo, nung si David ang namuno, nung si Saul ang namuno, wala yung tabernacle. Parang hindi niya binigyan ng halaga ang tahanan ng Panginoon. Pero nung namuno si David, 37 years old, doon niya inatasan si Asaph na mamuno sa pagsasamba, sa music ng tabernacle. And it's appropriate because in the Old Testament, 30 years old ang edad na kung saan pwedeng pumasok na magsilbi ng pare ang Levite. Now, I'm sure they were apprentice before 30. Mga 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and so on, they are apprentice. Pero yung talagang sila na ang gumagawa ng service sa tabernacle, kailangan yung minimum age 30 years old. And Asaph was 30 years old when David assigned him the role of being a chief musician. And then Asaph lived until he was 74 years old. Sa pamumuno ni King Solomon. So now, ang tabernacle isinuulit ni David sa Jerusalem. Tapos, nais ni David na itaguyod yung tabernacle, yung temple, because the tabernacle is temporary. The temple is more permanent. Naalala ninyo yun. Bakit hindi pinayagan ng Diyos na itaguyod ni David yung tabernacle, yung temple? Why was it that God did not allow David to establish the temple? Because he was a bloody man. Correct. He was a bloody man. So, madugo siya. Kaya hindi pinayagan ng Diyos na siya ang magtaguyod ng house of God. Pero, pinayagan ng Diyos yung kanyang anak na si Solomon ang magtaguyod ng house of God. And when Solomon established the kingdom, the temple, in the fourth year of his reign, he allowed Asaph to serve in the temple as the chief musician at the laying of the foundation of the temple. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. So we're just getting a background on Asaph. Learning all about Asaph. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse number 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse number 12. 2 Chronicles 5:12. Also the Levites which were the singers, all of them of Asaph. Tapos yung dalawa pang other chief musicians, Heman of Jeduthun with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals, that's his favorite instrument, and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. So this is at the dedication of the Temple of Solomon. It's a great fanfare and amazing ministry of Asaph. So, he would have been 74 years old by the time Solomon established that. So Asaph also influenced his children to serve the Lord. Ayan ang mahalaga. Na-impluensya ng kanilang tatay ang kanilang mga anak na magsilbi sa Panginoon. You find that, for example, in 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 29. And verse number 13, 2 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse number 13. And the sons of Elishaphan, Shimri and Jael, and the sons of Asaph. So Asaph influenced his children. Go to 2 Chronicles. Oh, by the way, 2 Chronicles 29 is Hezekiah's revival. So, natatanda natin, hindi lahat ng mga naghari sa Juda ay mabait. May mga siguro mga lima o apat na hari. Sa 20 na hari, only 4 to 5 are good kings. Hezekiah was one of them. And they had a revival under Hezekiah. Their hearts were turned back to the Lord and they offered sacrifices to God and returned to serving the Lord. And Asaph's children were included in the revival. Another revival. King Josiah had a revival. 2 Chronicles chapter 35. 2 Chronicles chapter 35. At doon, nandun din yung mga anak ni Asaph. And they were also included in Josiah's revival. 2 Chronicles chapter 35 and verse 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 35 and verse 15. And the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according to the commandment of David and Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun the king's seer. And so they were included in Josiah's revival. And they're also faithful during the return from Babylon. So, biro mo, dumaan sila sa napakahirap na pagsubok ng pagwasak ng Babylon. Tapos, dinala sila sa Babylon. Tapos, nung isinuulit sila, after 70 years, tanda natin, no, yung pagsakop ng Babylon is 70 years. And returning on this, after 70 years of exile, the sons of Asaph were still faithful to God. What a testimony. Look at Ezra chapter 2. Let's go to the book of Ezra. Post-exilic book of Ezra. They came back from Babylon. Not every Jew came back, by the way. Some Jews decided to stay in Babylon because they were comfortable and they were not faithful to God. They stayed in Babylon. Mordecai was one of them. Hadassah was one of them. You remember Hadassah, she changed her name. They gave her a name, Esther. You probably know Queen Esther. Or Mordecai and Esther, they stayed back. They didn't go along. They knew that God wanted them to return to Jerusalem, but they didn't go back. They were comfortable in Babylon. So much for, you know, precious moments, Bible readers who think that they are such great examples and heroes. Well, in a way, God used them mightily, but they were backslidden. They were backsliders. God had to work. And the point about Esther is, God is faithful. Even though the children of Israel were backslidden and decided to stay in Babylon, God still showed Himself faithful and strong on behalf of His people because of His promise to Abraham. It had nothing to do with Mordecai. Had nothing to do with Esther. It had everything to do with Abrahamic covenant. And Haman cursed Mordecai, who was a Jew. And remember the principle of the Abrahamic covenant. If you curse the Jewish people, God will curse you. If you bless them, God will bless you. And that's why King Ahasuerus was blessed. It wasn't because he's such a great guy. It's because he was a wicked guy. I mean, he paraded his wife, Vashti. And Vashti basically said, I'm not going along with your party anyway. The Jews decided, some of the Jews decided to go back. Asaph's children was some of them. They were faithful. Ezra chapter 2 verse 41. Here's a list. Ezra chapter 2 verse 1. Now these are the children of the province that went up out of captivity of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away unto Babylon, and came unto Jerusalem and Judah, everyone to his own city. Now look at verse 41. The singers, the children of Asaph. And how many of them? 128. You see, Asaph influenced his children for the Lord. That even 70 years, maybe a few generations later, they were still faithful. Wow. Look at Ezra chapter 3. Ezra chapter 3 and verse number 10. Even to the laying of the foundation of Zerubbabel's temple. Now, remember, Zerubbabel took the remnant back to Babylon and established the temple. So, Merenang, this is the second temple. So, what's the first temple? Solomon's temple. Very good. What's the second temple? Zerubbabel's temple. Yes. And even in the establishment of the second temple, a revival under Zerubbabel, Governor Zerubbabel. Look at Ezra chapter 3 and verse number 10. Ezra chapter 3 verse 10. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbal to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. So, nandyan yung sons of Asaph. What a tremendous man of God Asaph must have been to bring his entire family to the Lord. That even though he is long dead, he has not been forgotten, because his children and their children's children continued serving the Lord. You may not have grown up in a Christian home, but you make sure your home is Christian. And if you did grow up in a Christian home, what a blessing. What a privilege. continue to serve the Lord. It's amazing the grace of God that can break the generational curse. That's amazing grace. And it's amazing for second generation, third generation believers, continuing believers. Asaph must have been a very special man of God and blessed of God to have a lineage follow the Lord. All right, Asaph's closing words. Ano yung closing psalm ni Asaph? The last psalm of Asaph is psalm number 83. Tingnan natin yung psalm 83. As we conclude our study on Asaph, look over in psalm number 83. And this is, I would say, the heartbeat of Asaph. This is what Asaph wants everyone to know. His children, his grandchildren, even us today. Here in Tuktukan, Taguig. Asaph has a message for us. Look at Psalm 83 and verse number 18. Yung pinaka-last verse ng last Asaphic Psalm. Psalm number 83, verse 18. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. So you see, Asaph wants everyone to know who God is and how great God is and how He is Most High over all the earth. No wonder Asaph is blessed of God. He knew who Jehovah was. He knew who God is. By the way, yung pangalan Jehovah, that is the most personal name of God. Alam mo, ang Diyos, marami siyang pangalan. He has many names. He is El, which means God. He is Elohim, meaning to say He's gods. Ibig sabihin, multiplying, magnificent. Hindi lang siya holy, siya ay holy, holy, holy. Elohim ay plural ng Eloah. And it could indicate that He is more than one person, which He is, because He's Father, Son, and Spirit. His name is Father. His name is Jesus. Pwede rin Jesus. His name is Holy Spirit. Napakaraming names ng Panginoon sa Bible. There is El Shaddai, Elohim, El Elyon, yung Adonai, that is a name. Lord, ang ibig sabihin ng Adonai. Ang ibig sabihin ng Adonai, Lord, Master. Christ is a name. Cristo, finili, hinirang. Anointed, Messiah sa Hebrew, sa Greek, Cristo, sa Tagalog, Cristo, at ang kahulugan, siya ang hari, siya ang hinirang. He is the anointed one. God has so many names, but the name Jehovah is His most personal name. Now, in society today, they say Yahweh, hindi yan isa sa mga pangalan ng Diyos. At hindi nagkamali ang Bible, Jehovah ang nakasulat dyan sa 83 verse 18. Hindi Yahweh. Sabi nila kasi, yung Yahweh, yan daw ay katulad ng Jehovah. Well, kung hindi ka naniniwala na yung mga vowels ay importante, edi pwede mong tawagin ng Diyos na kahit ano. Basta nandyan yung J-H-V-H. Kaya nasasabi nila Yahweh or Jehovah or whatnot. No. Hindi ako naniniwala na yung mga vowels ay hindi importante. Kasi sabi ni Jesus, every jot and tittle. So pati yung maliliit na bahagi ng words ay napakahalaga, kasama na dyan yung vowel endings ng Hebrew Bible. Kaya ang pangalan niya, hindi ho Yahweh. Okay, subukan mo palitan yung vowels ng pangalan mo. Alright, so let's use Ate Caroline as an example. Ate Caroline, ano yung mga vowels niya? What are the vowel names that are in Caroline's name? A, O,
I, and E.
Sabihin natin, let's change A, gawin natin I. Sirolin. Sirolin. Oh, so, if we say her name is Sirolin, does she know that that's her name? Kapag siya, Ate Sirolin. Hindi siya sasagot kasi hindi yan ang pangalan niya. Kaya hindi pwede natin tawagin Yahweh, si God. Hindi niya yun pangalan. Hindi nagkamali ang E, O, A na vowels. Now, may mga nagtuturo, nagsasabi, na hindi raw, sa sobrang sagrado ng pangalan ng Diyos, ayaw sabihin ng mga Hudyo ang pangalan ng Diyos. That sounds good, pero kapag nagpakilala ang Diyos at siya nagsabi ng kanyang pangalan, dapat i-honor natin yung information na yon. At siyempre, huwag natin gamitin yung pangalan ng Diyos sa kabalastugan or sa kamalian. Yung mga nagsasabi ng OMG, mali ho yun. Huwag niyong gamitin yung OMG. That is not honoring God. Hmm. But His name is Jehovah. The vowels are very significant. Significant. Hmm. Anyway, so His name is Jehovah. Mm-mm. So, hindi naman tayo katulad ng Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay? So, alam mo, kahit anong denomination, may tama naman. They have something correct. No? Ang mali lang nila, sino si Jehovah? Hindi nila pwedeng sabihin si Jesus Christ yon. Pero sa Bible, that is Jesus Christ. Kasi isa lang ang Diyos. Tatlong persona niya, pero isa lang ang Diyos. He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 7. But according to Psalm 83, verse 18, ang name ng Panginoon ay Jehovah. Kaya huwag kayong matakot gamitin yung pangalang Jehovah. Ngayon na alam natin, this is something very important. And kailangan makilala ng tao kung sino si Lord. Sino siya? Bakit? Kasi pag alam ng tao kung sino si Lord, meron silang liwanag. Imagine, dadaan ka sa buhay na ganito, na well, hindi mo kilala si Lord. Napakadilim ng buhay nang hindi nakakakilala kay Lord. Now, sa Bible, pag nakita mo yung Lord, L-O-R-D, capital, yon ay salin ng pangalang Jehovah. Look, for example, yung 84. Psalm 84, verse 3. O Lord of hosts. O Lord, yung L-O-R-D, capital siya. So, Jehovah. O Jehovah of hosts. That's the same significance. So, whether it's Lord, capital L-O-R-D, or whether it's Jehovah, it's the same person. Kaya lang, dito sa 83, verse 18, nilantad ni Asaph yung personal name ng Panginoon. And we should understand that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah. By the way, can we call Jehovah? Can anybody else be called Jehovah? No. Just God alone is Jehovah. He is the most high over all the earth. No wonder Asaph was blessed because he knew the Lord. And if you want the blessings of God, learn more about the Lord and live for Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the Bible lesson that we learned on Asaph and the blessings, Lord, that you bestowed upon him. But I do believe you intend to bless us just like you blessed him, not because of who he is, but because of who you are. And you are Jehovah alone, the Most High of all the earth. Help us, Lord, to honor you, remember you, and live for you. Help us, Lord, we pray. That let others know, that others may know who you are. Use us in the process. We pray for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.